There is another type of curse necessary to be free of in order to change our lives. That's called the generations curse. What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our Bible study of the air, where over the past several weeks, we've been talking about changing your life. We've been talking about different kinds of curses. And in our most recent broadcast, we were talking about the generations curse. Now, I want to tell you folks that you're welcome to get the past audio teachings by visiting our website at www.walkinginpower.org on the internet, where under the radio broadcast listings on the home page, you can click on that and you can go to our previous teachings to hear online or freely download the radio programs on what we have been talking about. I might mention while I'm at it that you can also download free books and audio tapes at the website for your edification. Well, we have been talking about the generation's curse. And in our last broadcast, we spoke of the role of generational sin in the causing of the generation's curse. I hope you have pencils and papers ready, and if you don't, quickly send someone to get some, because we'll be giving you some valuable information which will help you in breaking generations' curses in your own family line. We spoke last week of the doctrinal basis, the scriptural basis for the breaking of the generations' curse in Leviticus 26, verse 40 to 44, and I paraphrase, that the Lord said that he would forgive the sins of the forefathers if we acknowledged that, one, we acted in hostility to him, and two, grieved his Holy Spirit. You see, many people pray a prayer for breaking the generation's curse, but the scripture is very clear that the generation's curse is broken by repentance of the sins of the forefathers. Why? Because in Exodus 20, verse 5, the Lord said that he was the Lord visiting the sins of the forefathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate him. Now, what does he mean by those last words, those who hate him? What he was talking about here is those who practice sin willfully. God says that if you practice sin willfully, you hate him. And we said that the scripture is very clear that it is the sin that bears the curse. Notice, he says that when we sin, the curse goes down to the third to fourth generation of those who hate him. In other words, the curse is attached to the sin. So if a person goes after the sin, they get the curse that goes along with it, whether they want it or not. Now, it isn't enough to just break the generation's curse of the forefathers. You must examine yourself to see whether you have committed the same sin, because chances are you have, if that generation's curse has been in your family line. And if you have, that generation's curse will go down four generations from you, and will have to be broken off of your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and perhaps your great-great-grandchildren also, by your confessing and repenting of it, and then declaring it broken in the name of Christ Jesus. Now, if you understand the operation of the generation's curse, it should be very evident to you that you see generation's curses operational in the lives of people around you every day. Generational curses can be physical, they can be emotional, or they can be spiritual. Many people, for instance, spiritually resist the Holy Spirit and coming to God, because their parents or their grandparents did the same thing, or were not churchgoers, or were not interested in church or interested in God. How about the physical generation's curse? We see it around us every day. A good example is heart trouble running in families, or strokes running in more than one member of a family, or diabetes, sugar diabetes, running in more than one member of a family. And we see a grandparent who's diabetic, and then later on in life, one of their children or grandchildren become diabetic. How about alcoholism? We see alcoholism in grandparents and parents, and frequently their children become alcoholics as well. Why? Because that's the generation's curse. And it must be broken by repenting of the sins of the forefathers that brought that curse in. You don't know them. All you have to do is acknowledge that they did sin, and that that sin brought in a generation's curse of such and such, whatever the sin was. Jesus knows, and that's all that matters. And you repent for them in the name of Christ Jesus, and particularly to Father God, because they grieved the Holy Spirit and acted in hostility to him. In other words, you get in line with Leviticus 26, verses 40 to 44, and then you declare, repenting of the sins of the ancestors, speaking restitution by calling them born again, spirit-filled, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and ask the Father to call them to the Lord Christ Jesus and impart that into their lives to 1,000 generations. And then after that, you break ties, bonds, cords, soul ties with the generation curse, with the spirits who carry them out, and with the sin. And then you declare that curse broken in the name of Christ Jesus. That's how it's done, folks. And once you do that, you'll walk by faith that it is broken and declare it, by the way, not only broken off of you, but off of your children and their spouses, spouses-to-be, grandchildren, born and unborn, descendants in your spouses and children to 1,000 generations. Why not? And once you do that, stand by faith that it's done and walk in it. Because God wants you out from under the curse. Now, don't give me that argument that you don't believe in the generation's curse or any kind of curse because the Bible says Jesus became a curse for you. Yes, he did. And he paid the price and he made the way out of the curse, but you have to take possession of it. It also says in the scripture, Jesus died once and for all men. Are all men saved? No. Why? Because they didn't take possession of it. In other words, you have to come into covenant to take possession of the blessing. Want me to say that again? You have to come into covenant to take possession of the blessing. Yes, Jesus died once and for all men, but for all men to be saved, they've got to take possession of it by faith confessing Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. And if you want to be free from the curse, you must take possession of it because he did indeed become a curse for you in order to purchase that freedom from the curse, but you must take possession because it is a law of the kingdom that you must take possession of everything in the kingdom that you desire, including, by the way, your salvation. You heard the gospel message. You heard that salvation was a free gift. And what did you do? You said, I want that. And you went after it and you took it to yourself and you got saved. Well, everything in the kingdom operates that way, including freedom from the curse. So, you must have a right motive for breaking the generation's curse. And guess what? If you want to break the generation's curse because you want a monkey off of your back so that you can get on with your own agenda where you left off but be free of your problem so that you can then more freely do what you want to do, guess what? God's not interested. Because that's a wrong motive for breaking a generation's curse. Or if you want it broken because of convenience or because of you don't want your children to suffer this or that type of a curse, that's a wrong motive. And the curse will not be broken because of that wrong motive. The right motive is given to us in Leviticus 26. And that is repentance for acting in hostility to Father God by our disobedience. In other words, grieving his Holy Spirit. That's the right motive. The right motive for breaking a generation's curse is because in that sin or action of the ancestors, or any that we repeated, we grieved the Holy Spirit. And we should, of our own hearts, repent of grieving the Holy Spirit because in so doing, we acted in hostility to him. That's the right motive. And I promise you, my friends, that if you understand that and confess that and acknowledge it to the Lord, and then declare that generation's curse broken in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, you will see it broken 100% of the time, on all of your children and descendants to come who are in the kingdom of God. Now, notice that the things of the kingdom of God are for the people of the kingdom of God. So the generation's curse can be broken for all of your children or grandchildren who are saved or in the kingdom of God. But if you have children who are not yet saved, then they have to come into the kingdom, and then they can have that generation's curse broken off of their life. Now, what can you do in the meantime? Well, I personally believe, and this is just my opinion, that even if they are not in the kingdom of God, that you can bind the generation's curse until such time as it can be broken. And what do I base that judgment on? I base it on the New Testament scripture that says, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You can bind the curse and loose the person from it until such time that it can be broken, I believe, because some of the translations don't say what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. It says whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Lots of people, when they teach the prayer or the principle of binding and loosing, talk in terms of demonic spirits all the time, as if that was the only thing that could be bound or loosed. But I don't believe that that's the only thing that can be bound and loose. I believe that you can bind negative words that people speak over you until and curse them at the roots until such time as you have time to pray the breaking of the curse. You can say, I bind that in Jesus' name. Obviously, if you're in the middle of a bus somewhere downtown in a big city and someone says something negative to you, you can say under your breath, I bind that in Jesus' name, but you're not going to go through a formal oral prayer speaking out loud the whole breaking of a curse in front of a crowd, even though it's possible to do so. Why? Because the scripture says the carnal mind, the natural mind, cannot understand the things of God. And we're not to become a stumbling block to them, the scripture says. So use wise judgment. That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, in our last broadcast, we showed you how the generation's curse in a marriage or in a relationship that is sinful, where two people are lying together, having sex together in the sin of fornication, how that generation's curse crosses over. The scripture says in the New Testament, he who lies with a harlot becomes one with her. In other words, any woman, the scripture says, who is willing to prostitute their body to another man outside of the marriage relationship is called a harlot. But they become one, which means the man is no better or no different. But what else does it mean? It means that if they become one, the generation's curse crosses over from each of the family's two lines over to the other partner's life, the opposite partner's life. Now, we learned that in our last program. If you want to go to the website and listen to it again, we learned that in the last program from the story of Jehoram and Athaliah. Remember? Jehoram was the son of good King Jehoshaphat. He was under the blessing. He married Athaliah, the daughter of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. And they were in witchcraft. Athaliah was under the curse. Well, Jehoram ought to have had the blessing all the time. But it says in the scripture that when he walked, but it says in the scripture that when Jehoram married Athaliah, he walked in the ways of his in-laws. In other words, the generation's curse of witchcraft, which they were doing, crossed over to him, and he began doing it. And it says in the scripture, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Here was a young man who should have been under the blessing, but because he got into the wrong crowd, married into the wrong family, the generation's curses of that family crossed over to him. And he walked in the ways of his in-laws rather than in the ways of his father, good King Jehoshaphat. So the generation's curse does cross over. Now, listen, folks, the generation's curse is not to be taken lightly. Look at it from this viewpoint as a point of consideration. Firstly, it goes down four generations. Well, if you consider four generations back from you, let's see, you have two grandparents, two sets of grandparents, one from your mother's family, one from your father's family. But they each had two sets of grandparents. So you've got four sets of great-grandparents. You've got eight sets of great-great-grandparents. And you've got 16 sets of great-great-great-grandparents. But guess what? So does your spouse or your significant other with whom you're having a sinful relationship. So there is the potential there for generations curses since they cross because you become one with each other. There is the potential there for generations curses to come down upon you from 32 different family lines. Isn't that something? And you can't know all their sins, but you need to identify them. And how can you identify which sins are operational in a particular family's lines? It's very easy. You deal with the things that you see present in the line of disease, in the line of behavior, in the line of spiritual problems, in the line of physical problems, in more than one generation on a particular side of a particular family. So, in other words, if you see alcoholism in a cousin, for instance, and in the cousin's father, well, then you know there's a generational curse of alcoholism in that family line. Or if you see diabetes, sugar diabetes, in your family line, say your grandma had it, and then your mama had it, but you don't have it yet. Guess what? Break that generation's curse, because there's a very high probability that if you do not yet have it, that a time will come when you will, if you don't break that generation's curse. And why do I say that? Because it does come down 3 to 4 generations, the scripture says. And God has given you the way out. And why else do I say it? Because if a generation's curse is present, there is a legal ground for that disease or that behavior to manifest. And if you understand that the generation's curse operates on the basis of a legal ground that the enemy has, then that familiar spirit of what particular behavior or disease comes, what behavior or disease runs in the family line comes down upon you or others in your family, because there is that legal ground, because that sin has not been repented of for grieving the Holy Spirit or acting in hostility to Father God. You see, it's repentance that breaks that generation's curse and acknowledging to God that there was sin. In other words, there has to be a right motive in doing it. Now, the generation's curse can be broken after self-examination. Lamentations 3:40 says, "Let us examine our ways in which we have departed from the living God." In other words, you've got to do a personal inventory, and once you do a personal inventory, you've got to do a family inventory to see what things are present in more than one person in the family line. And then, if they're present in more than one person in the family line, you've got to ask yourself, are these people in two different generations of the family? And if you can identify two or more people in which it is present, then you've got a generation's curse. Okay? The second clue to the presence of a generation's curse is that if whatever you are doing or trying to get away from does not work, despite much prayer and fasting and dedication to walking the faith walk, and the problem is always there and never goes away, think of an unbroken generation's curse. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to bring you revelation, and the Holy Spirit will, and then that curse can be broken. But if whatever you're doing isn't working and your problem is always there. Presume that it's a generation's curse until proven otherwise. Now, some of you may say, I don't know for sure whether there's a generation's curse of this or that in my family line. Better to treat it as if it is than if it isn't. So just confess it to the Lord as if that runs in your family line, and then break it. Be on the safe side. Don't presume it's not there if you don't know. Because if you presume it's not there, and it is, it will continue on for four generations or so. These are all spiritual points, spiritual tactics in evaluation of the breaking of the generation's curse. Now, here's what I want you to do. In our next broadcast, we're going to break the generation's curse off of your family lines by reciting a prayer with me. So this week, I want you to think about what's going on. I want you to write down on paper what things are generation's curses that you think are generation's curses. Okay? And in our next broadcast, we're going to break them. And you're going to get blessed in Jesus' name to the Father's glory. Let me ask you a question. The things of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Did you know that Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon, and this is a coming of judgment upon the world for unbelief and sin? Don't be a part of that. Separate yourself from that. Today is the day of salvation, the Holy Spirit says through St. Paul. It's just a matter of transferring yourself by an act of your will from the kingdom of darkness, which is the world and all that lies therein that is not of the kingdom of God. And you can transfer yourself from that into the kingdom of light by a simple decision and a simple prayer. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me today, will you? Sincerely from the heart, pray it aloud, being willing to repent of your sin and turn from your sin. Jesus will clean you up. You can't do it. He's got to do it for you. And today is as good time as any, huh? Come on now. Pray this prayer with me aloud, will you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself filled with the Holy Spirit by baptism in the Holy Spirit. Get baptized by immersion in water. Get into community where they'll teach you the Word of God. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence of Jesus' presence is the evidence of changed lives. God bless you. Talk to you again next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.